T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Excited to lead a baseball operations group and ultimately build a great team on the field that people in Pittsburgh can be proud of. And I know how much this team means to the people of Pittsburgh, and incredibly excited and grateful for that opportunity. We are going to build a baseball operations culture that is player-centered for activities that we need to be great at: identification of players, acquisition of players, development of players, and ultimately deployment, or putting players in the best position to succeed. I think being great at those four things is what drives success in a place like Pittsburgh. It is happening in other places.
And we will have more on that situation as it continues to develop. Now we've got appeals everywhere with Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph, Marquise Pouncey. Everybody's weighing in. Mueller is going to weigh in today, folks. We can't wait for that later on. But we are going to react to Ben Cherington being introduced as Pirates GM. Jason Mackey going to join us in studio at 4 o'clock. We still have James Conner set to talk to us today at 5. So it's a busy one on a Monday on 93.7 The Fan. And that's what's on tap, brought to you by Fatheads. 15 packs now available in Sunshine, Daydream, and Bumbleberry. Chris Mueller with an interesting look today. He is wearing sunglasses in studio. We've still not completely set up our video stream. We do not have a deal yet with a local television station to simulcast our show. So you're going to have to trust me with the theater of the mind today that Chris is wearing sunglasses. Speculation that he might have gotten a black eye over the weekend based on Steelers-Browns, but I can't confirm or deny that. You are wearing a brown sweatshirt.
I am.
Which can't be an accident.
It is not. Woke up feeling dangerous today.
How are you? Good?
I don't know, man. I'm fighting it right now.
Yeah, you kind of have a cold flu sort of deal going on.
I didn't get punched in the face, because that one I would admit up front. But the sunglasses are for some reason helping with light sensitivity. Yeah, kids' birthdays tomorrow, like, want to be healthy, and just felt like absolute dog crap when I woke up today. That's not fun.
Now, Ben Cherington listened to that whole thing, and he sounded to me like a baseball general manager. That's about as deep as you're going to get from me to start today's show. That so many of these guys now that occupy that job in particular within that sport all sound the same. It is such a homogenized position. You don't see a lot of baseball general managers who are like outside the box hires. Travis Williams as Pirates president, that's outside the box. You went to another sport to bring in a guy to head up your organization. But the actual GM chair now, it's pretty much the same dude.
It's an Ivy League dude.
Or close to it.
Or elite Northeast college kind of thing, usually. Either Ivy League or Ivy adjacent. Stats background, who probably had designs on working in high finance or business. Realized that you can't... Probably was a sports fan, like most people I think are to one degree or another, and then realize, huh, there's pretty easy money to be made as a baseball general manager. It's $1 million-plus job in most places, and you get to work in a quote-unquote fun industry, and if you know stats and know and can grasp the analytics quickly, you can delegate a lot of the baseball lifer stuff to actual baseball lifers. You're right to call it a very, very homogenized position as far as where the GMs come from.
Ben Cherington is Neil Huntington with World Series rings. I mean, and that's cool. I mean, that's awesome. I'd rather have a guy who's won with a track record of having been a part of a winning organization than maybe otherwise. Mm-hmm. But I was not expecting... Ben Cherington is too smart, and he's already done this before in a place where the fans are as rabid as anywhere in Boston.
The media is
exactly
coming to get you.
He's too smart to win a press conference. He's also too smart to lose a press conference. You're not going to get from Ben Cherington, there was no way it was going to be a Clint Hurdle type press conference where he's talking in slogans and he's super gregarious and outgoing, and it's almost like he's practice over an audience. Like, he had a dress rehearsal, mm-hmm. and he had certain buzzwords and key things that he wanted to say to resonate with people. It's not that way. And also, you're not going to get Ben Cherington as like a Jim Rutherford type, where there's not quite the refined filter that goes from brain to mouth. And in a situation like today, you're going to get Ben Cherington giving you honest answers with no veneer or no purposeful ambiguity to them. You know, he's going to speak generally on purpose because that's what those guys are taught to do. And Ben Cherington is cut from that cloth. He's cut from the Theo Epstein cloth.
They're cut from a cloth that teaches them how to say, like, it's not a buzzwords conversation, but it is like a broad themes conversation. They know what sounds good. I'm sure it's what he actually wants to put into practice, but there's a certain vagueness to it all that, like, I don't know. Did you ever have to, I mean, obviously, we both went to school for communications. You have to give up and give like a talk on a paper you did or something like that. There's a certain kind of BS, not BSing element, but you know what I mean. You're skating over certain parts, you're glossing, you're speaking very quickly and also very impressively about concepts that are very high-minded, and you're not going to pin yourself into a, you know, any kind of corner or back yourself into a corner saying things. He's not laying down gauntlets to the rest of the division or saying we want to win this division every year. It's very broad, it's very open-ended, and really I can't criticize that. If he comes in here and says we are going to win the NL Central,
everybody laughs.
I mean, the only time something like that even sort of worked out, and admittedly it worked out pretty well, was when Clint Hurdle basically said, we're going to win 95 games. We all laughed like hyenas. They went 94-68. But you're that's like the Dave Kingman, Rob Deere approach to press conferences or to public statements. You might hit a home run every once in a while, but you're going to strike out a lot more often. This was putting the ball in play, making contact. I think you said it best. He's too smart to lose one, and he's too smart to win one. Smart being the operative word here. Now it's, is he smart enough? Is he going to be ahead of the curve enough? Because this is where I'm judging this move and how he does. Is he going to be on the cutting edge enough and have like almost a chip on his shoulder enough, I think, from his time in Boston specifically, to try to get the Pirates out where they need to be, which is at the tip of the spear for baseball innovation?
Ben Cherington, the thing he's now trying to, on a personal level, just from having done more research and looked into this guy over the weekend and knowing that this was probably going to be the biggest story today, with the Steelers having played on Thursday, this guy is trying to, this is funny how, you know, he comes to this city of all places. It's almost like, you know, Mike Tomlin still, until he wins another Super Bowl, is going to have people tell him that he won with Cowher's players.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing, I believe, for Cherington in Boston. Like, not only did he win with Theo Epstein's players when he was actually the GM, but there's also the idea that they had unlimited payroll and spending, and that is really what won them a World Series. So this is a chance for him to prove to people that he's really good at this and that it wasn't because he was, you know, an understudy to one of the best baseball minds of the last, like, half century. I mean, Theo Epstein ended two curses in Boston and Chicago. And then this guy was lucky enough to just walk in and follow him.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was there a stretch in Boston, though, where he took the GM's title and Epstein was above him, president of baseball ops? Was there a time and place where that happened for even for a year or two?
Yeah.
I want to say there was.
But I thought Jed Hoyer was in charge there when that happened.
I thought that was the Cubs, though, that it was Jed Hoyer doing that same thing with the Cubs. My point is this. Like, I think for some people, he's existed in Epstein's shadow the way you're describing. When I was doing my little digging on him, I actually thought the work he did to assemble some of the talent that ended up being like the 2016 Red Sox was better than the 2013 work, because it was him shedding a bunch of stuff that wasn't working and finding ways to acquire players or develop players that became the core of a Red Sox team that got them back to glory.
This guy's
That's
known.
The guy he needs. 2016 Ben Cherington is the guy he needs to be.
Ben Cherington, everybody in the business seems to talk about his draft and development, which is, hello, the Pirates' biggest problem.
Correct.
But Ben Cherington can't do that by himself. It's now incumbent upon him to get the people around him to help the Pirates do what any small market organization has to do, and that's find players. And we know free agency is not really the way that these types of teams do it. And sometimes they do in trades. In this case, this organization has made trades that set the Pirates back years, and that's why Cherington is here.
So I think
he
needs
place.
To do something different. I think it needs to be a slightly different priority. I've never heard, I've tried to ask this of as many people as possible, and usually you get a vague, it's a little bit of everything response to this question. I have heard more people say, though, they're not finding the wrong guys. Like Gerrit Cole, the obvious raw physical talent is there. They're not getting the most out of them when they are members of the Pirates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.